a view of evangelicals that's come through, especially in American political life in recent years, has been about who they are, who and what they are opposed to, who they disagree with, right? But so here's another statement from you about just an essential Christian truth, which is in affirming the stranger, we are honoring the image of God.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's right. I mean, I you know, when it, going back to that Aristotle idea that, you know, we all understand kinship and then we understand friendship. But then there's this person who is neither kin nor friend, but we have encountered them. And what is it that links me to them if it isn't just a lot of good feelings that I have about people like that? And what the Bible teaches is that every human being is created in a divine image. And that, this means that every human being is a, you know, and this is where I've been thinking more about this lately, is a work of art. Seeing other people is a kind of exercise in art appreciation, you know.
Okay.
And I have this wonderful story from St. Teresa of Lisieux, who, you know, is this young nun who now you know, greatly admired in Catholic circles. But she was in a convent for, you know, less than a decade before she died. But she wrote this wonderful journal, spiritual journal. And she was very much in love with Jesus and would talk to Jesus in very intimate terms. And at one point she says, "Jesus, there's this other nun in the convent. I can't stand her. And I know the devil must be at work in me on that. So I realize that you created her. She's a work of art that you created. And I know every artist likes to have her handiwork appreciated. And so I've tried to look at her as your work of art and try to appreciate the intentions of the artist, you know. And I find that very powerful, that I come across a person who isn't just a stranger, but maybe represents a strangeness to me that initially I might feel very alienated from that person. And then to think, this is a work of art by the God whom I worship. That God created that person. And it's something like art appreciation. It doesn't come easy. I'm kind of aesthetically deprived, and so I have to work at it. But it's a very important exercise to engage in.